Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingling, too.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding,
come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding,
come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Eight 8:11 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. Don't forget, it's Giving Tuesday. Roll up your sleeves, give your time, talent, and money to any organization that you're passionate about today. They would love to hear from you. You can go out and eat at any. A lot of restaurants here are partnering with nonprofits and agencies on this Giving Tuesday. So it's just a way to give back to those who do so much right here in our community. It's 8:12 now. It took a whole minute up. We're looking at 32 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
It's a good minute, though.
It's a good minute, but we've got a good guest here.
We'd like to get to Gretchen. She is with the city of TIGA-K. And, of course, you're listening to us on AM 1340 and the free WRHI app.
And those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live, good morning.
Now we get to Gretchen.
Check
I don't think
boxes.
That's grammatically correct, but It's okay. We will work on it in the commercial break. Good morning to you, Gretchen. Gretchen is from the city of TIGA-K. She handles some media and marketing, but her specialty is social media.
Good morning.
Comes with its own joys and headaches, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At the end of every interview with Gretchen, she always gives us her social media advice. So look forward to that here in a few minutes. But let's start first, Gretchen, with it seems like TIGA-K has somewhat of an idea on how to control the deer population.
Right. Well, we have another option that got approved from Clemson. It's the PZP route, the birth control route that some people are calling it. So Clemson finally gave us the approval a couple weeks ago. Actually, I think it was Monday of last week. So now councils, we're going to leave it up to them to decide. I know they've got a couple meetings coming up, so hopefully we'll have some decision soon.
There's so many questions with that.
So when that passes, Alex, you're going to be responsible for doing the talk to the deer about their birth control method.
Birds and the bees.
Yes, there you go. All joking aside, there is a way to do this. This is done in other parts of the country, so this is not just something that magically appeared out of the sky. And why Clemson is involved? Like, what do you know the specifics on why they have to? Why they had to approve it? Or I would
right. So what I believe is that it wasn't this method of reducing the population of deer is not approved in the state of South Carolina. So from what I understand is Clemson had to approve it for us to use it.
And probably it's backed by research, science, sure.
Yeah, Clemson has an agricultural department or some sort of expert department.
Cool. I wonder if they're going to charge the deer for the contraceptive.
I don't know. We're having a lot of fun at the deer expense.
We
I know.
Are.
The other method is the thinning of the herd using the sharpshooting method. And I know that upset a ton of folks in TIGA-K. But for everyone upset, there were folks that said, I don't care. Just get them out of there.
Right. So what we understand with culling, too, is DNR only approved 80 out of the, 1,028 deer that we have.
Oh.
But with the birth control method, from what we understand and from research, is there's no limit to how many you can administer it to.
Questions. So many questions. It sounds like the birth control method, it's just preventing the reproduction, but you're still going to have the 1,000 until they pass naturally.
From what we understand, I believe that's true. There's still some toxin. I know that we're having some meeting with experts at some point this week. So,
not to put you on the spot, Gretchen. We have, like I said, we keep looking at each other like,
You should have been here, Gretchen, for the morning that we shared the story of a woman who has a double uterus.
Oh.
And Alex wanted to know how that worked. And
that was the talk of the town that day.
I would also have some questions.
And I said, I am in no place to say or explain how that works. I don't even know how my own body works.
Let alone the deer.
Or the female DNA, or the female body. I just stay in my lane, do what's best. Well, speaking of meetings, there is a meeting that's taking place tonight.
Right.
That it's a really interesting opportunity. I hope more communities do this. If they do, please let us know. But talking about being transparent, it's giving folks in the city of TIGA-K front row seat on what's going on with what fire and police?
Right. So it's our public safety community meeting. These are happening quarterly. So this will be the quarter three meeting. And both Chief Hasty and Chief Crosby will go over calls for service statistics. If they're seeing maybe an influx of something we want the community to be aware of. Like, I know it's holiday season. People are shopping and we don't want anybody to leave their valuables in their car, that kind of stuff. So they'll have a chance to ask any questions they have to each department. Chiefs will be there to answer questions. We'll also have a few representatives that are on shift today. And it's just a really cool way to be transparent with the community. They also go over any kind of safety messages for this time of year or during the quarter, that kind of stuff. They're really interesting, and you learn a lot about both departments.
Hey, nothing but kudos. We share all the time about miscommunication, and sometimes miscommunication happens because it's the telephone game,
mm-hmm.
and then it spreads from person to person to social media, and then it gets out of hand. So hear directly from the people.
Right.
So if you hear there's a rash of break-ins happening in a community in TKK, and then you speak to the police chief,
mm-hmm.
and they've got the numbers, and you're like, well, that's really not a rash.
Right.
It's, you know, one burglary is one too many, but a rash could also mean 5 to you, 10 to me, 1 to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So just go directly to the source. But the fact that they're up there and they're sharing data, I mean,
that's important.
Arm yourself with knowledge. That's fantastic.
Right.
I love that idea. What's the time and location for that meeting?
That is going to be at 6 o'clock tonight in the Glennon Center,
okay.
in the council chambers at the Glennon Center.
Great.
Please, if you live in TKK, take advantage of this service.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's wonderful. Gretchen, Kaler, we didn't even tell your last name, Gretchen.
That's okay.
You just went by Gretchen like Madonna and Cher.
Yep.
Kaler is with City of TKK. And then with the holiday season right around the corner, we've got a couple of Christmas events we want to let our listeners know about.
Yep, we are very busy the next coming weeks for the holiday season. This Thursday night at 5 p.m. at the PD is going to be Coco with a Popo. And you can bring Coco. There's going to be crafts. The Grinch is going to be there. So you can take your little selfies, bring your camera, BYOC. That event, all the proceeds from that event is going to help Holidays with Heroes, and it also goes back to Camp Cadet. So it's a good feel-good holiday thing, but it's still got a purpose to it.
Coco with the Popo.
Yep.
All right, so
after that is the lighting of the tree next week on Thursday, December 7th at 6 p.m. That's at the Glennon Center. That's we're going to light the tree. There's going to be Santa might be there from what I heard. I think he might be stopping by. There's going to be a cocoa bar. We're going to have carolers, sweater contests, and people of all ages can compete. There's different categories. That's going to be a great time.
And all these events are free?
Yeah.
Boy,
mm-hmm.
that's great.
Kudos to you all. That takes a lot of work, and it's fun.
Yeah, and is there any other gas left in the tank for any more Christmas
yes.
cheer in
so
TKK?
Then on the 16th is Santa in the K with the fire department.
Oh, that's a huge
yes.
one. That's when he drives around the
yep.
communities, right?
Absolutely. So we are asking people to just keep up to date on our Facebook page, well, the fire department's Facebook page, and we'll let you know if Santa's been sighted someplace or whatever, but he's got a lot of houses to go to in TKK, so it'll be an all-day event.
And it's called Santa in the K?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yep.
Man.
I'm pumped.
I love all these are catchy. Santa in the K with some cocoa. You gotta throw cocoa in
mm-hmm.
there.
And
cocoa's
popo.
At every party.
Cocoa with the popo. Mm-hmm.
Well, kudos to y'all, Gretchen. That's fantastic. All right, so your social media tip of the day as we're heading into the holiday season.
Well, and it's Giving Tuesday,
yes.
so everybody comes out of the woodwork with their social media posts. I'm over here working on mine.
Mm-hmm.
What tips can you give?
For the busy holiday season, the best thing, and even all throughout the year that works for me, is like scheduling stuff ahead of time. If you know you've got an event coming up, or if you know it's Giving Tuesday and you don't want to miss the Giving Tuesday post, schedule it weeks ahead of time.
So go ahead and make it.
Mm-hmm.
A little behind.
And don't cram for the exam like Alex is doing today.
Right.
By this point, Alex, people have moved on. They're ready for Wacky Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. They are. To Gretchen's point, I know at least with Facebook, there's a scheduling
mm-hmm.
calendar, but then there's other apps and things like, I think is it
Hootsuite?
Hootsuite.
Yep.
You can schedule X, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, all in one. You just do one post and it blasts to all three
of
them. Is
that an app?
Yeah, it's like an app or a website. Both work.
And you post on that mm-hmm. and you say, this is when I want this post to go out
mm-hmm.
on this channel?
Yeah.
Yep.
You have to show me that one.
Like
I don't
a one-stop
have that one.
Shop.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really nice. I did see a funny meme over the Thanksgiving holiday that said, now that the holiday season is here, just remember to put boyfriend and girlfriends on the edge of your pictures so you can crop them out easily.
So smart.
I did laugh. I'm going to send it to you, Gretchen. I'm like, Gretchen would tell us that all the time.
Yep. Yes.
Pretty smart, though, right?
Right. You know, if grandma wants to keep the family picture, but Steve's not here next year, you know, just fold it, cut it. Yeah.
So we don't need to put Steve front and center.
No.
Beside grandma.
No, no. Grandma's the shining star in that picture.
Beside mama.
Yep.
Because then you can't really erase him too much.
No. Then you got to get Photoshop in. It's a whole thing. But if you just fold it or cut it, it's fine.
So if you're the boyfriend and girlfriend and they take the family picture and you've been part of the family for a long time, but you don't have a ring on it yet. And
put them at the end.
They place you on the end. Don't get too upset. Right. But just know that that's a quick edit if it doesn't work out.
Yep.
Now, Gretchen, I knew she posted something funny, and I don't know if you have the outcome of it, the top five names for the Leaf Vac truck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Where do we stand on that?
So we have two winners.
Okay.
We're not going to announce them just yet.
Okay.
We got to get in contact with our winners.
Just to tease it.
I got to give props to our deputy city manager and our Parks and Rec director. They kept teasing me with it. They're like, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then we launched it. It had like 3,000 reactions in 18 hours.
Because you basically, if you wanted one name, you would put a thumbs up. If you wanted another name, you'd put the heart emoji or the angry face. I mean, it was awesome. I saw our boy Brian Dillon gave his vote. I gave my vote. So we'll have to see what the Leaf Truck's official name will be.
When do you plan to announce that?
That'll probably be either the end of December or maybe after the first of the year.
Okay. We'll come back on and let us know.
Oh,
that'd be great.
Well, for sure.
Gretchen, you're the best. Gretchen is with the city of Tia Cay.